To use the tracking mediagram, the forecaster places a circle around a feature under investigation. The tracking mediagram then draws a 20 by 20 grid box around the circle. There are approximately 316 grid cell centroids inside the circle, out of a total 400 grid cells. If a cell centroid is inside the circle, then its value is used in the calculations, as in the yellow cell. Otherwise, the value is dropped, as in the red cell. The tracking mediagram works on the pixels drawn on the screen and not the raw data, which can be different based on zoom level. Make sure to completely engulf your fields and not leave any peak values on the edge of the circle, as they may not be sampled. Changing the size of the circle recalculates the values because the location of each centroid in the 20 by 20 grid box will change relative to the pixels of the meteorological data. Additionally, zooming in or out can change the data being plotted under the 20 by 20 grid, so that will change the calculations as well. Take a look at a sampling example. Both images show a red tracking mediagram circle overlaid on top of a digital veal product. The image on the left is zoomed out to capture the entire state of Florida, while the image on the right is zoomed in on the storm depicted by the yellow arrow. Notice the mouse cursor inside cave, sample a value of 75 on the right. Here, the size of the tracking mediagram's 20 by 20 grid matches up with the dimensions of the raw data cells, and thus each centroid in the 20 by 20 grid is able to sample each raw data cell. The result is a maximum value of 75 as seen on the plot on the right. On the left, the display is excessively zoomed out, and thus the centroids of the mediagram's 20 by 20 grid are not able to sample the peak values of that storm, or any other storm across the state for that matter. As a result, the plot shows a sampled value of only 18. So the key is to zoom in on your data enough to capture the details. Note that an upgrade to a 100 by 100 grid in AWIP's build 16.1.2 has improved the sampling precision. This allows the user more room for error with circle placement.